He isn't afraid to tell it like it is.
What has J.J. Watt ever done? Get injured? Break his back? Jose Altuve, one for four tonight? What a... You need to cut his ass.
In sports, only one man can give you insight like this.
James Harden, with that beard, is he a terrorist? I can't say. Dallas Keuchel, also a beard. Also ISIS. Rick Smith is the greatest thing that's ever happened to Houston sports. Hakeem Olajuwon, move over, bro.
This is Hot Take.
Hot Take.
Hot Take.
Hot Take.
Hot Take.
Hot Take Harry.
Here's how it works, because that is not my normal voice, as you heard right there, but that is the voice of who I consider to be a hot taker by the name of Harry, who Jim Rome actually stole his act from. You have to determine whether or not the following takes that I read out in that voice are things that Hot Take Harry himself thought up on his own, or if these are things that actual people who are paid money said on television. This is what you have to figure out, okay? All right, so let's start off with number one. Is this a real take or a fake take? Bonus points if you can guess who it is.
Walter Cronkite famously speculated that the Vietnam War was a failure. President Lyndon Johnson, watching Cronkite live in the White House, allegedly turned to his aides and complained, "If I lost Cronkite, I've lost Middle America." This morning, the Walter Cronkite of Los Angeles sports declared that year one of Hollywood LeBron James is headed for failure. Los Angeles Times columnist Bill Plaschke. If LeBron James has lost Plaschke, he's lost Beverly Hills, he's lost Hollywood, he's lost Santa Monica, Orange County, and parts of Compton. Joseph Kennedy, President Kennedy's dad, is credited with inventing the phrase, "When the going gets tough, the tough get going." LeBron may one day be credited with a twist on the phrase, "When the going gets tough, the freakishly talented quit until things get better."
Is that a real take or a fake take?
If this were a real take, I would say it's a Colin Coward take, but I'm guessing, I don't think Middle America was a term back during Nixon's administration, so I'm going to say it's a fake take.
I totally disagree, and because of the phrase Middle America in the first part, I say it's a real take, and I will guess that Jason Whitlock delivered that take.
Ding, 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 ding. Here he is, Jason Whitlock, on a little show called Speak for Yourself.
Walter Cronkite famously speculated that the Vietnam War was a failure. President Lyndon Johnson, watching Cronkite live in the White House, allegedly turned to his aides and complained, "If I've lost Cronkite, I've lost Middle America." This morning, the Walter Cronkite of Los Angeles sports declared that year one of Hollywood LeBron James is headed for failure. Los Angeles Times columnist Bill Plaschke, "If LeBron James has lost Plaschke, he's lost Beverly Hills, Hollywood, Santa Monica, Orange County, and parts of Compton." Joseph Kennedy, President Kennedy's dad, is credited with inventing the phrase, "When the going gets
That's
tough,
awesome.
The tough get going."
That is hilarious.
LeBron may one day be credited with a twist on the phrase, "When the going gets tough, the freakishly talented quit until things get better."
I want to find the parts of Compton where Bill Plaschke. parts of Compton. Like there's turf wars being fought over Plaschke.
That's hilarious.
Hey, how do you feel about LA Times columnist Bill Plaschke? I'm cool with him. Wrong answer.
Should we start going around to different parts of Houston to figure out what their take on John McClain is?
Third ward is big time
pro
John McClain.
I'll start walking a little off the parts of U of H and see what they think of McClain.
Where's Brian T. Smith's turf?
713.
Brian T. Smith, I see, as a Heights guy.
Ooh. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, let's divide up Houston by turf wars by media members.
So we got Jerome Solomon. We got Brian T. Smith.
Yeah.
All right. So number two, tell me if this take is real or if it is a fake one by Hot Take Harry.
"Let me tell you about the power of a second chance. In 1914, Winston Churchill was fighting outside of an elevator of his own, a little something called World War I. And much like Kareem Hunt was trying to remove himself from a bad situation, Churchill was trying to remove England from something worse, the hells of trench warfare. Churchill had the answer in the 1940s after years of wisdom helped him to defeat the greatest evil the world has ever known. He had to learn, though, before he got there. In 1915, he sent 50,000 men to invade Gallipoli to defeat the Turks. Like Kareem Hunt, he could have withdrawn several times, but he didn't, and 46,000 men were lost. Kareem Hunt just faced his own Gallipoli, but with a second chance, Kareem Hunt can help conquer evil, too, his own and evil of those other of those everywhere.
That's just too much. This sounds too much like the Hardcore History podcast yeah. that I know you're a big fan of. You just went back and revisited World War One. I say fake take.
I say fake take.
You were both correct.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Gallipoli was some bad stuff though.
Yeah, really bad stuff. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine someone in the sports media connecting Gallipoli with Kareem Hunt.
I don't know. I mean, Paul Gallant just did. It was an otherwise. I thought it was a valid, like that. If I saw that, if I heard that being uttered on like First Take or something, I would be like, all right, this is a little too heady. Like they would have dumbed it down a little bit, but he's making an analogy.
Okay. Number three. Is this take a real take or a fake take? When the AAF reached out to give Colin Kaepernick the job he'd been clamoring for 4 years, and he gave them two letters, N and O. When I heard that, I thought of three letters to accurately describe Colin Kaepernick's stand. L, O, and L. Do we really know that Colin Kaepernick can still even play football? Does he even know that he can play football? I think we finally have our answer. This was never about Kaepernick taking a stand for inequality. This was always about Colin Kaepernick taking a seat for Blaine Gabbert. He couldn't beat out one of the biggest first-round busts in NFL history. And because of that, he's probably scared that he can't supplant Christian Hackenberg. Hey, Colin, I finally get the irony that the only knee you ever took was the one you got on to surrender your career before you got embarrassed further. Real or fake?
It's real. Who is it?
This is a real take, and I'm going to guess who it is.
Let me guess. I feel like you know who it is.
I don't know who it is. I don't know, but I
don't
want to
guess Coward again.
I'm not going to guess
Colin Coward. Who is it?
This is a Clay Travis take.
Okay. Yeah, it does sound like Clay Travis. I can hear his voice doing that. Is it Clay Travis?
No, that was a fake take.
Fake take. Fake that was take. Well written. Good job,
wow.
Paul.
You should send that in to Clay Travis. He might read it.
You're basically doing almost like an internship where you're learning how to emulate the style of these extremely successful national talk show hosts. I think you need to start. You need to put these hot takes, at least one of them, on Twitter. You need to do a video once a week where you do it like this. I need to get
a disguise, though, because I need to separate myself from it. Because one of the things that depresses me when I do the research to actually find the takes that we might use and might not use is I'm like, these guys get paid millions of dollars. They get paid millions of dollars for this crap.
That last one was well-written trash.
That was well-written trash.
Thank you. Yeah. We're getting better at writing our trash.
I disagreed with it, but like I've been in this business long enough that I can be like, you know what? That was a good solid piece of trash.
Okay, the final one. Is this a real take or a fake take?
The difference between James Harden and LeBron James is that LeBron James has won one more NBA Finals game the last 2 years than James Harden. That's the difference. He's also the Finals failures of all time. He's lost six times in the NBA Finals. I think James Harden, right now, is the best player in the NBA. And I know a lot of players want to go back and go, ooh, look at the playoffs, and he hasn't won anything. I'm talking about right here, right now. Just once, let down your guard, all you LeBron people. Oh, Harden ain't no greatest player ever. He never won a championship. He don't defend. He don't do this. He don't do that. I'm talking about right now. Pound for pound, right now, he's the best player in the NBA, better than Kevin Durant, better than LeBron James. Period.
Okay, I think that one wasn't scripted. That was more extemporary. Like that was done on the spot, free love, ad-libbing it. So I'm gonna say that was a real take. And except you made all those goofy voices. It almost sounded like Nick Wright, but I don't think so. But I'm gonna say it was a real take.
I say it's a real take. I'll guess it was a Skip Bayless take.
You gotta give a name.
I said Nick Wright.
You say Nick Wright. Yeah. Okay. But you're not right on the name. Here is the name. It is Rob Parker filling in on Undisputed.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The difference between James Harden and LeBron James is that LeBron James has won one more NBA Finals game in the last 2 years than James Harden. That's the difference. He's also the fofote, and we talk about it all the time. Finals failure of all time. He's lost six times in the NBA Finals. I think Harden... Right now is the best player in the NBA. And I know a lot of people want to go back and go, oh, look at the playoffs, and he hasn't won anything. I'm talking about right here, right now. Right. Just for once, let down your guard. Don't all you LeBron people, Harden ain't no greatest player ever. He never won a championship. He don't defend. He don't do this. He don't do that. I'm talking about right now, pound for pound. Right now, he's the best player in the NBA. He's better than Kevin Durant. He's better than LeBron James, period.
I'm just going to say, pound for pound, Rob Parker is the worst hot taker in America.
I actually agree with this conclusion this year, but his supporting evidence is absolute dog crap.